What could have been?
Hang on.
Rubber baby buggy
bumpers.
Unique New York.
Oh, we both went to that one.
Red leather, yellow leather.
We haven't done this in way too long. Okay, hi everybody.
Hi everybody. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Propscast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home and welcome back.
Welcome back. It has been a minute.
It's been a hard minute. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
How do we do this? When did we do this?
Let's give out some shout outs to people who were bugging us to record a new episode.
I mean, now I've forgotten. There's been so many.
Amandine.
Yeah.
DJ.
DJ. Sarah.
Yeah.
That was the last person we had on. That was the last episode we did. So when was that?
I dare say it was almost a year ago.
I think it was a year and a half ago.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Jordy and I were saying off mic before we started, he didn't even know what apartment number I was in. And I didn't remember how to set up my equipment. I was like, I had them all laid out. I'm like, I don't remember.
Well, you know how you know, like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's one. But then I'm like, is it? I shouldn't see her address.
I'll bleep it. Dude, seen anything lately?
Yeah, should we do that?
Well, not all of them.
Have you seen anything in the past year? All right, 14 months?
What do you think you're give me your top three.
Oh, God, or, I don't even know.
Oh, you know what I watched last night?
Yeah, we could.
For the first time is The Gate.
The old school 80s movie?
Yeah.
Like the horror movie?
Yeah.
God damn, that I forgot about that until right now.
I had never seen that.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it still hold up?
Yeah, it was great. The effects are awesome.
Right. What's it about? There's like a hole in the ground or something.
Yeah, the hole in they pull this tree down in their backyard.
Right.
And there's a hole
that
leads to the gates of hell. And then stuff starts coming out of it. But it was like... It was like, Stranger Things really took a page out of that book.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the upside down there.
It was like the black screen with the red credits, same font, opens on a kid on a BMX. Like, it's just straight out.
Oh, wow.
Straight out of that.
What was Finn Wolfhard in it?
Yeah. No, it was Stephen Dorff.
When he was young?
Yeah.
He was quite young.
Super young.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, 8.
I remember that movie existing and me being too scared to watch it.
It's one of those movies I think my parents like were like, nope, hard no. And I because I didn't even know about it. And I kept seeing screen grabs from it.
Right.
Online. I'm like, what is that movie?
Right.
So I finally watched it. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's good. They do like forced perspective shots of these little minions, but they're actually
the minions.
Full guys in suits. But
right.
They
make them small.
And I was like, I was freeze framing it. And I'm like, damn, that's good effects.
Right.
You know
smart.
What I mean?
It's tricks.
Yeah, super clean. Like, you wouldn't have to go in and clean that up.
Right.
Modern day. Do you know what I mean?
No, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I need, like, a good 80s movie to take me away from this hellhole. No, I last weekend I saw that show Sisu.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to watch it. How is it? Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
Is it fun?
It's fun. It's very simple. It's not going to change your life, really. It's very Tarantino.
Yeah. Looks Tarantino.
It's kind of like a Finnish Tarantino, but great little movie. Like, just a great, like, kind of like a fun little afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's World War II.
Yeah, it's like, kind of like the dregs of after the war, like
farmer, you know, versus a bunch of Nazis. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
He's not a farmer. He's he was a Finnish soldier of sorts who kind of lost it all. You know that story, right?
Oh yeah,
kind of just, you know, fucking wasteland life, wife and kids who, of course, he loved dearly were killed.
Yeah, of course,
so he has no, you know, no holds barred kind of rules. Apply to him kind of thing, right?
Right.
And you can't kill him. And they're like, you can't kill him. They're like, do you believe he's immortal? And the girl's like, no, he just refuses to die. So fucking crazy violence.
Is it in English?
It is in English.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me.
Well, that was my next question. I'm like, how did you do it? Did you watch it 4 times or?
No, it's in English. Yeah. But it's good. But you know what else I saw? That fucking sucked so bad and was such a waste of fucking time. Bo is Afraid.
Oh, you didn't? I've been hearing bad things about it.
It's not good, and it got good reviews. That's the funny part, is all the critics were like, well, we can never say anything bad about Ari Aster.
Yeah, right.
It took me a minute, because at first I'm like, maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe it needs to sink in. Maybe it's like an afterburner. Like, yeah. I need to think about it later. But after thinking about it for 3 days, I just realized, my, that was just a bad movie. That went nowhere.
Mm.
And I mean, it's open for interpretation, right, as to what's actually going on.
So maybe some people will get something out of it.
I guess.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I tried. I mean, I went into it thinking it was going to be... I mean, his other movies were very frightening.
Yeah.
And I mean, Hereditary is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Midsommar is middle of the road, but it's interesting.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it was... We watched it in, yeah, we did. In lockdown. But this is just, I don't know, man. I watch it. I would say watch it.
I am going to see it. I mean, just for Joaquin Phoenix.
It's worth seeing. I mean, to me, again, his performance was just him. I don't know. It's just nothing jumped out at me. Nathan Lane is in it. Like, just got some
really
great actors. Yeah.
Mm.
It's got some great acting, and, but it just meanders and goes into these parts where you're like, okay, it's very much like I'm thinking of Ending Things, but not as cool.
Mm.
Right.
It's, yeah,
that you, it's that interpretive
psychological thriller kind of like,
but out there,
right?
It's like a poem. It's like, you're like, what does it mean? You're trying to decipher it as it goes. You're like, what does this mean? What does that mean? Is he dying? Is he having a drug-induced psychosis? Like, it could be a number of things that's happening.
Right.
Is he crazy? Are the people in... what is this world? I don't know.
Hmm.
There's a stretch of it where you'll see when you watch it. I'm like, it's probably 30 minutes of this... I can't even describe it. Just go see it. It's 30 minutes of like, it's like, it turns into like Isle of Dogs for 30 minutes.
Like claymation?
Yeah. Not claymation, but some sort of animation that I can't really describe. I don't know. Fuck, dude.
Isle of Dogs.
It's wild. It is wild.
That sounds similar to my experience with Knight of Cups.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You were saying Knight of Cups. I don't think I really fully watched. I think I haven't watched it.
No, you don't. You need to.
Because it's...
But
just
it's just like, it's one of those things. It's like on paper, you're like, oh, it's Terrence Malick. It's Christian Bale. Yeah. Cate Blanchett is in it. You know, and you're like, oh, cool. Great.
It's got to be good.
And I kept watching it just thinking the same thing. I'm like, there's got to be something here I'm not getting yet.
Mm-hmm.
And
tie it all together.
Honestly, like, I texted you when I was watching it. I'm like, I feel like they just went out into New York with a handheld camera.
Just started filming.
And just started filming, because it's like, it's just, a lot of it is on the actors' backs, which is a strange choice.
Huh.
And the actors are doing, how do I describe it for the listener? Like, that weird thing that actors do when they're trying to, like, ad lib.
Backting?
Obviously there was no script,
right, which is always works out really well. as we all know.
Anyway, it got tons of great reviews, but I'm like, I don't know what it was. I'm not into it, and I tried really hard, like, to be like, what is it, like, missing here? But it really just felt like nothing.
Do you feel like sometimes those, like, how many of those movies where you're kind of left wondering, how many of them end up making sense versus how many of them are just nonsense?
Oh, it's like 1 out of 100 makes sense.
Right?
And that's the best case scenario. Like, that's the best movie, in my opinion. When you go home, you see it in the theater, you go home, you talk over it over dinner, you sleep, you wake up the next day, you're going to whatever, do whatever, and you're like still thinking about it. And then you have that moment where you're like, oh, maybe it was...
Yeah. So Knight of Cups had no script, which is probably a good segue.
It's a good segue
into
our
current situation of the WGA strike.
Yeah, and we're going to put this in the time capsule because we were talking about our old episodes being time capsules.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are COVID.
Yeah,
time capsules, but we're in a writer's strike, people. I mean, I'm sure hopefully everybody out there knows.
Just give them what they want.
Just fucking give them a fair deal. You know what? I mean, in my opinion,
they've already lost the money that they could have
given just, them.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's obviously now, I know, it's, but it's, now it's the posturing. Principle, right?
It's, yeah, it's posturing. It's business. It's capitalism. It's more than it's what
show
we're thinking.
Business. Show business. Business. Without the business, there is no show. What is that from?
Kramer versus Kramer.
I don't know. I know that's so. A quote in a movie.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're kind of just, you know, what are we in this scenario? It's not our union.
It's not our union.
No. So we're just kind of spectators watching from the sidelines.
But like I was saying to Steve this morning, cause he was like, what's going on up there? I'm like, well, you know, everyone knew it was coming. So there's no shows starting up. Like,
and they knew it was
everyone's
coming.
Holding back.
They
right?
knew it was coming.
Well, yeah.
The studio's never had the
If you and I knew it was coming, they've been planning for this for a year.
You know how I knew it was coming? Because our show, and I'm just going to say it on air. You can edit it out if you want. But our show that we just finished, Resident Alien, I'm super glad. I'm grateful that we got to work on it up until the day that they went on strike.
Yeah.
But we were supposed to do 12 episodes. And then all of a sudden, they cut it to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently ending on May 3rd and the writer's strike was May 1st. So they knew, because why would they cut 4 episodes? Just because?
Yeah.
And you know, those Hallmark shows, they're just going like as if nothing's happening.
Of course.
Because they are not a union at all, even the writers.
Dude, they kept going during COVID.
That's true.
Nothing will stop Hallmark.
Hallmark is
not rain, not sleet, no. Not snow, not global pandemic, not writer's strike.
Do you compare it to a monster?
They're like they're like the cockroaches cancer? Of the film industry. They'll survive a nuclear strike, dude. I can say that because I went through that fucking boot camp. Okay.
Yeah, I never did.
I walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
I took a look at your life and realized there's nothing left.
I'm going to sit my chair backwards like Michelle Pfeiffer and Coolio.
Teach me something. Teach me life lessons. I never did that game. But anyways, yeah, the writer's strike. I mean, all we do is wait it out. That's all we can do.
Look at this beautiful weather we have.
For anybody else that's out there.
At least we can go out and have a burger.
Anybody who's listening. Exactly. I'm dating myself here big time, but I went through the other one. However, I was lucky because I worked on the X-Files movie when it happened.
That's right.
In 2017.
And I was working at Acme Props at that time.
So it started in November and ended in February. So that's the difference, though. It was a better time.
Yeah.
Because back then, especially,
Things shut up during the winter,
100%.
Right?
Like, we didn't... Now we have, like, these... Like, we work through Christmas with a break. That wasn't really a thing back in the
No,
days.
It was always, like, peter off in November.
Yeah, you wouldn't be working. So people were kind of used to that anyways. So when it happened, it wasn't as disruptive as it is now. Plus, the other thing that I didn't think about until it happened this time is the difference between the one in 2007 versus the one that happened right now is social media.
Yeah, you were talking about that when we were disc golfing.
Yeah.
Because now everyone's like, it's more transparent now. Right.
Well, and there's just I don't think generally the public really knew. And when they did find out that it was happening before, I don't think they really cared.
They didn't,
right?
Because streaming was still a new thing. Was it even that? No, it wasn't streaming back then.
No, it wasn't even close. Netflix was back then. Netflix still was a mail order.
Mail order DVDs. Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd order I remember it. I remember playing in a show that was a prop. The character in the show ordered the lake house on Netflix from Netflix.
Yeah.
Sorry. From Netflix. Got it in the mail. And that was our prop was
like the sleeve with Netflix on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little package, little parcel from Netflix with lake house. And then all of a sudden Netflix, you know, it wasn't tiny, but it was a different thing at the time. Right.
They just stopped doing that.
Blockbuster was still a hot commodity.
Yeah, it was.
And people were okay. Like back then, you said to people, it's like, okay, guys, we're taking a break. Can everybody just watch Seinfeld and King of Queens for the next fucking 6 months? And people were like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like now people aren't going to really be okay with that. I don't think people really like stand for that anymore.
Well, it's like, it's like anything, like you've introduced unlimited content to people and you can't take it back.
And the only thing,
syndicated TV is not good enough.
And there's not very much that people want to watch over and over again.
Except for The Office.
I was just going to say that, except for The Office. People or like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There is those shows that people will watch repeatedly, but I feel
they're not really watching it though. It's just
filler.
Yeah, people just put it on in the background.
It's like a friend. It's like having a friend over.
Yeah, it's like when you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey guys.
How are you?
How are you doing today?
How you doing?
Feeling all right?
Hey, what are you doing? Washing dishes? Cool.
Who hurt you?
Well, that's a different podcast.
Washing dishes.
Should we take a break and get into the topic?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back. Jordy's got the topic for today.
The funny thing is when we do take those breaks, when you're listening to it, it sounds like we're making it up. It sounds like we're fake taking a break.
We are actually taking a break, though.
But in reality, we just time warped, 17 minutes?
Well, you can tell. Hang on, I didn't close this window.
Oh, for the love of God.
There we go.
Okay, so our topic today is, guess what? It's about movies.
No way.
It's movies that were almost made, but didn't quite get made.
I love this.
Okay. So we've talked about this before. However, what I came to the realization that with these different movies, there's not much information on them because they never got made.
Right. Yeah.
So you don't really know what happened. There's rumors and there's speculations.
You would only know about this stuff if you were like part of a movie that didn't quite make it.
I mean, I don't even know where. Okay, I guess. Well, I'll start off with, and I don't know because I've done all. I have all the movies, and Clayton's just gonna react.
I'm just gonna react. This is Clayton reacts to movies that didn't get made.
Okay, so the first one is so weird. Okay, so the first one is a show called Superman Lives. Now, there's quite a few Superman ones.
Yeah,
but I picked this one because to me, it is by far the kookiest.
So, what time frame are we talking about?
Is this, I think it was supposed to be made in the early 2000s.
Okay, so not Christopher Reeve. This would be
after.
But before.
Yeah, it's like a reboot-ish.
But era. Before, what's his face?
Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before Brandon Routh, like that one, I think.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's Superman. It's called Superman Lives. It was supposed to be directed by Tim Burton.
Oh. He's good. Superman's got a black and white pinstripe cape and stuff.
It's fucking just Beetlejuice. Superman. They're making another Beetlejuice. They've Anyway, I'm skeptical of these like reboots and like people are like, "Oh, Beetlejuice 2, blah." And I'm like, first of all, it should have starred Pete Davidson as Beetlejuice when he was alive because that just is hilarious.
Totally.
Okay, so anyways, guess who was supposed to play Superman in this? I'll give you three guesses.
Three guesses? So we're, 2000?
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, it's really out there, so you probably
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, but that's a great guess.
Seth Green?
Oh my God.
Who is it?
It's not Seth Green. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, man. Okay. No wonder it didn't get made.
I know.
Nicolas Cage and Tim Burton.
And Kevin Smith wrote the script.
What?
Yeah, like it just gets more bizarre as it goes. And I think what happened, they spent $30 million on pre-production. They were into it.
Oh, God,
and
really?
Then everybody just bailed because Kevin Smith... Of course, you know, whoever was producing that, I don't even know. I wonder if they just had a moment of clarity, like 30 million in.
You have to wonder, like, it could be, there's so many reasons that a show, even that deep into prep, could just dissolve and fall apart.
I think somebody was just like, wait a minute, guys, let's think about this for a second. We have a Nicolas Cage Superman. We have Tim Burton directing, Kevin Smith writing the script. This is fucking absolute insanity, insane asylum stuff here.
It's sometimes I like to think that maybe, you know, like they did some like screen tests, you know, costume tests or whatever.
Well, they have him in a costume.
Oh my God. Oh, we got to put that on the Instagram.
He's got like long hair. We spent $30 million. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, God only knows the real story behind it.
I would love to read that script.
So would I. I mean...
Although I'm not the biggest Kevin Smith fan, if I'm
not
honest.
The biggest... You know what? I've worked with him. He's super nice.
I'm sure he is.
He's a nice guy. He shows up late, though, which I thought was kind of strange. Like, unapologetically, like, shows up like 2 hours late.
Oh, you're
like,
2 hours late.
Okay, so let's grab another one here. Oh, my God. This is Paul McCartney's The Silver Surfer rock opera. Oh. Yeah, I know. Those words is not what you were expecting to come out of my mouth.
Okay, everyone take a moment and just think about that. Like, this was a project that had legs. Like, it's easy to dismiss those words, but just think about that for a second. There is an alternate reality where that was a movie that was made.
Okay, and here's the funny part. We'll talk about this more, the Silver Surfer, but this movie isn't even the weirdest movie involving the Beatles that's yet to come on this list.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Because shit gets weird.
Who plays the Beatles? Who played the Silver Surfer?
Well, they didn't. I don't think they cast anybody. It kind of just had concept art and
right.
Not, you know, Paul McCartney was supposed to score it.
I wonder if he wrote the music and that's how it got started.
But does he like the Silver Surfer?
I wouldn't imagine so.
As what? Here's my question too. I always thought that the Silver Surfer is African American. Am I wrong for thinking that?
I thought the Silver Surfer,
because I had this conversation with somebody.
All silver.
Okay, well, I just assumed that he's black.
That's interesting.
I don't know why. My whole life, I was just like, yeah, Silver Surfer is black.
Interesting. I never thought about that because, I mean, I don't know anything about Silver Surfer or that whole, he's Marvel, I think, right? Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But I just saw him as silver. Like, he's just like T-1000 metallic guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And he surfs in the sky.
Anyways, regardless, Paul McCartney wanting to make a musical. Like, where do they get these ideas?
So crazy.
Seriously. This the list gets weirder.
Okay.
This is like a 2 out of 10.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hit me with the next one.
Okay. So the next one. Some of them, they're just so stupid that you're like, okay, this just seems like a bunch of people were doing coke in the Beverly Hills.
I think that's probably what a lot of them are.
And they're like, hey, you know what would be rad is if this. So the next one is Gladiator 2 with time travel.
No.
Yes. Okay. Ridley Scott had no part of it. But guess what? Guess who they wanted to write this script and who wanted to write this script?
Who?
Nick Cave.
Wait, Nick not Cave?
Not Nick Cage.
The musician.
Nick Cave from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Like, is he what? Does he write screenplays?
I don't think so. He's scored a couple of movies. He scored the soundtrack for Jesse James.
Right. Gladiator 2 with time travel.
Yeah.
So they go to the future or... future people, like modern day people, go back to gladiator times.
No, he great,
like,
question.
Like Bill and Ted show up in the ring and all, and then like save Russell Crowe from dying or something.
Yeah, they take him into the phone booth and take him to Circle K. And he loves
ice cream.
He loves ice cream with Slurpees mixed. A screamer. So get this. It says, and I'm reading now, if you're wondering how the film would have actually opened with Maximus in the afterlife, joined by a ghostly guide, he was to take on the gods himself before time traveling into Rome and fighting 100 alligators before coming immortal. The film ending with him serving in Vietnam. I don't know if that's real.
100 alligators?
I don't know if that's real.
Is that in Greek mythology?
This is on Collider.com.
Oh, my God.
But, like, that can't even... There must be some embellishment.
They are talking about doing another Gladiator, though, but with...
Gladiator 2?
But with Ridley Scott.
So it's, like, with Russell Crowe?
No.
like a different gladiator.
Yeah, it's like
a reimagining.
It's like years later.
And guess who's playing him?
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, absolutely.
Timothy Swiss Chalamet. Okay. So this list just, there's going to be a lot of laughs on this one. The list just gets wild and more cocaine fueled.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so the next one, another sequel to a classic. Great. And God, you know that Spielberg wanted no part of it because, or maybe he did, but it's a horror sequel to E.T.
Oh my God. A horror sequel.
Yes.
E.T. comes back.
Yes, I guess. I mean,
the second
E.T., which would have introduced an entirely new species of monstrous aliens, Clayton.
Okay.
So it's basically just every other alien movie.
Right, but with Elliot.
Yes. There was a 9-page treatment, and Elliot and his buddies come up to another bright light in the forest, but instead of getting a lovable space goblin, they're kidnapped by interstellar baddies.
So it's not E.T., that sexy potato.
I am being tired of being competing with E.T. He is like a sexy potato.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, Spielberg would not be having that.
Well, you don't.
Or maybe he would. I don't know.
It's tough to. I don't know. I don't know how these people think. Because sometimes I'm like, yeah, well, like that makes sense. And other times they're like, what?
That's his. That was like, of all the movies that Spielberg's done, that's the most precious one to him.
Is it?
Yeah, because that was his. He based E.T. off of his imaginary friend.
Okay. Right.
So it's a kind of a childhood thing for him.
It's not Bridge of Spies. You're sure?
That's a really good. I can't believe I didn't see that when it came out.
Okay, so some of them are movies that were done, but just they're just different directors attached.
Oh, okay.
So it would have been a completely different movie. In this case, this one might have been better. So it's The Watchmen, but instead of directed by Zack Snyder, who we both despise from our bottom of our hearts. No, I shouldn't say that. He's made some good ones, but we did a whole episode called Sorry, Zack Snyder.
Yeah, I like The Watchmen.
So instead of Zack Snyder directing at the helm, it's Terry Gilliam at the helm.
Damn.
And that would have been
like, I couldn't think of a more diametrically opposed director style.
Yeah, totally. Right?
Right.
I think he could have pulled, I don't know. It's so tough to say. It's so hypothetical.
Because I just think Time Bandits whenever I think of him.
Well. Yeah,
and then I'm like, ooh, that's, yeah, interesting.
He was doing wild stuff before. Like, he has his own style, his own brand.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I mean, he does some pretty out there stuff he does it unapologetically.
Yeah.
And it worked.
He always has been that way.
Anyways, it's Terry Gilliam's. It was really expensive. The story would have been more sadder and had apparently an absolutely meta ending that they planned, but I don't really know.
So different from the comic book, which is the movie is already different from the comic book. The way it ends.
In this unseen version, Dr. Manhattan goes back in time to stop himself from being created.
Yeah, that's not in there.
The book, no. The result of which.
Why? What's with the time travel? I'm seeing a lot of time travel. Well, there's only two so far, but I can only imagine there's another one.
Well, time travel is always this like bad. Sorry to come back into
it's okay.
Time travel is to me is always this stupid cop out. And now it's the multiverses.
You're right. It is a cop out unless the whole movie revolves around it, like Back to the Future, where it's like that's the inciting incident where it's like he goes back to the future, where he goes back in time by accident, and that's the whole movie is him trying to get back to his original time. Like that's the only acceptable time travel plot.
Yeah, totally. And they don't use it. I mean, they use it in the sequels, obviously, to keep going back into different times. The third one was a bit ridiculous.
I like it. The third one I have a special place for in my heart because it's really zany.
Was it just because Michael J. Fox got to do an Irish accent in one part?
Yeah. That's what Seamus it is. Seamus McFly.
McFly.
I'll even give you a hat. He did a pretty good Irish accent, I got to say.
There's a new documentary about him
I know. I really want to see it.
We have to watch it.
Yeah.
you're from Burnaby. I live there now. You gotta
fucking represent. He's my hero, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really interested to watch it because I know that he has, like, his body of work was cut short.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he would have done a lot more, I would imagine. Because he still, like, you know, looks great, but he has Parkinson's, so he can't fucking act. Okay, oh, God, there's so many. Okay, so there's a lot of really dumb ones that you're just like, really? Okay. So another one is Steven Soderbergh's 3D musical of Cleopatra.
Wait.
I know. It's almost fake. Like, it's almost like this is almost like Cards Against Humanity, like film creation. Like,
I'll play the 3D card. I'll play the Steven Soderbergh
card. I'll play the fucking Cleopatra. Like, how?
Musical.
Whose is the funniest?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like,
why do you need all of those things? Like, why would you need to tell the story of Cleopatra in any other form than just a historical drama?
Well, and you know, I know, dude.
Like, why would it have...
And Soderbergh, this is
what would 3D bring to it? Anyway.
This maybe was in the height of 3D, because remember that?
It must have been, yeah.
Remember when 3D, like, I'm so tired of it. I don't want to watch that movie in 3D ever again. I hate it.
Me neither.
It's terrible.
I watched Mad Max Fury Road in 3D, and I didn't like the movie, and I think it's because of the 3D.
You know what I really hate is when they don't even have 3D aspects to it.
That's what I mean.
Like, it's not even like, you know, a butterfly comes out or a sword comes out your face and you're like, whoa, or bubbles, or you know how some stuff is meant to come off
the first Avatar.
That I couldn't get behind.
They did that because the whole thing was like designed around it. Like you know what I mean? It was like
the little blue.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have the camera come through here, and there's gonna be all this foreground stuff that goes through, you know, and it really worked.
It did.
But then
that was the first.
I'm trying to imagine like 3D Cleopatra singing a song.
The Treasure by Soderbergh? I mean, you know what? He did do Magic Mike, and that to me, when I first heard about that, I was like,
it evolved into Magic Mike. Maybe they were like, okay, we don't have enough money for a 3D camera or to shoot anything Egypt. Period piece.
So let's just do a show about male strippers. There was supposed to be another Black Panther film made.
Before Chadwick Boseman Before
the one
away?
That we currently know that was a massive success, obviously.
Yeah.
And guess who is supposed to play him?
So this is...
This is like probably...
Postpartum...
90s.
Chadwick?
No, this is prepartum.
Oh, so this is before even the first Black Panther was made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before the Marvel canon as we know it today.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint.
Wesley Snipes.
You nailed it.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, you said 90s, and I was like, wow.
Who else could it
have been? He'd be hot to trot after Blade, right?
That's what it was from. Blade and Demolition Man
had
been made, and he was pushing to have the show made of Black Panther, and then the budget just didn't come through, and it was just too much.
Right.
They thought it was too much of a world to create, right? To recreate Wakanda. They weren't ready to make a black superhero movie.
Probably more the latter.
Although the Blade was kind of that in itself.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Kind of. But I guess maybe it's both because Blade is set in what, New York? Or like modern day New York, right?
Yeah.
Or Chicago or Detroit or something.
I didn't really like Blade. I'll be honest.
I don't remember much from it, to be honest. You know,
I like Demolition Man.
Mahershala Ali is the new Blade, hey?
Oh, yeah, but it's been disrupted by the writer's strike.
Has it?
There's been a few shows that have gone down, so.
So maybe that's one of the ones that was on this list.
In fact, some of the shows, I mean, we're not going to have time to talk about all of them, but some of them that are on this list were disrupted by the 2007.
Oh, interesting.
Writer's strike.
Oh, you know what I could talk about?
Yeah.
Because I know it's on your list, and I saw a documentary about it, is Dune.
Oh, yeah, like a different Dune.
Jodorowsky's Dune. It's Alejandro Jodorowsky. So before David Lynch took on Dune.
Right.
As a movie. This guy, there's a whole documentary about it, and they go back and they interview people who were involved. This guy was like so into Dune. He's like, we have to make this into a movie. And he went so far as to hire artists to start designing, and he put together this monster book. He storyboarded the whole movie and put together all this concept art. These artists ended up, I mean, spoilers, this movie never got made. These artists ended up being the designers of Alien.
Oh.
And if you look at the concept art for Dune, they had all that, you know, that black kind of metallic looking, the way the alien looks.
Like, yeah.
That pipe, you know, kind of
shiny.
Yeah, shiny blends metal into the piping of the ship and yeah, stuff. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like these really weird.
It's very much that.
That is the Harkonnen look.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of is the Harkonnen
look. Exactly. Still. So, anyway, this guy wanted to have Sting in the movie.
Oh, I've heard that.
He wanted
Salvador
Dali
to be in it. Which is weird because to me, Salvador Dali was not alive at the time. But
I know. Anyway, we talked about this. He approached Pink Floyd to write all the music.
Oh, I'm kind of liking this vibe.
Yeah, it's kind of psychedelic. So this would have been
sounds like a rad
late 70s.
Sort of smoke weed too.
Yeah, totally right.
Not that I do that.
Anyway, it's very interesting. And that documentary, if you get a chance to watch it, it's incredible because he has so much passion for the project.
So this, because we were talking about earlier how a lot of these little snippets of movies almost being made don't really have that much info about them because they never got made. Apparently this one had enough to have a documentary made about mm-hmm. it, which is interesting in itself. So that guy must have put a lot of his life into it.
Well, he made this book and he has a copy. There's right. only two left that anyone knows about.
Right.
So he has this copy. He said, I made this book with the script, the storyboard, and all the concept art, and I gave it to all the studios, and they all said no.
So which is weird, because to me, Dune, I mean, it's such a great book, and it's such a great world, created fantasy world, sci-fi mm-hmm. fantasy, whatever you want to call it. That it just needed to be made at some point. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, now it's been made twice. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the first one isn't as good, but it was still a good movie.
It was a success.
Yeah, it was a success.
I mean, that movie or the book.
Scared me when I was a kid.
That book has a huge following.
Yeah. It's Philip K. Dick, right?
No, it's Frank Herbert.
Frank Herbert. God. How rude of me.
You're not far off.
I think everything's Philip K. Dick.
Well,
people are like, Philip Christmas K. Carol? Philip K. Dick.
Philip K. Dick has written a lot of the sci-fi that we know today.
Yeah, like Blade and a lot Runner, of the concepts.
Too. Man in the High Castle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 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 So this next one might be the weirdest.
Okay.
Okay. It again involves the Beatles. Somehow.
This is so weird to me.
Okay, the Beatles signed on to make a version of Lord of the Rings.
That is the most late 60s thing I've ever heard.
Right? It's like, okay, first of all, okay, second of all.
That totally tracks. That totally tracks.
Because people were really somehow like music inspired by Middle Earth.
Yep.
Somehow became woven into the fabric of like mid or late 60s, early 70s yeah. rock.
Led Zeppelin, man.
They always talked about it all the time.
Yeah, Misty
the
Mountain
Beatles
Hop.
Were like, the Beatles were like, we got to get out
we
got to
cash
shit.
In on this.
So, but get this. Fucking Paul McCartney was supposed to play Frodo.
Oh, like, wait.
Play
wait,
him.
Wait a minute. You're talking about like a live action?
Yes. And Ringo was going to play Sam. And Gandalf and Gollum. Gandalf was going to be Harrison. And fucking Gollum was going to be played by John Lennon. I mean, this is according to this fucking website. I'm not... Who knows?
I was sitting here thinking they were just going to write the music. They, like, write a bunch of songs.
It was going to be them.
Oh, my God.
Acting it out. Could you imagine John Lennon as Gollum? But where does that lie in the
he would be
the
just realm crack, of he'd reality? Just be cracking wise.
I don't even know what that would be.
Man, my imagination is going wild right now, and it's stopping me from speaking.
It's like a fever dream. That's like a dream. That is a fever dream.
That's a fever dream.
Imagining like you're watching a whole Lord of the Rings story play out with the Beatles playing those characters.
But I would presume it would be like Hard Day's Night or Help, where they would break into songs.
I presume too.
They would write an album to go with it, right?
It was never made. And I mean, I assume, like, when did the Lord of the Rings come out?
The book?
Early, right? Was it like the, when was that?
50s.
50s?
Yeah.
So this was after. But to me, it's like the Beatles had such a hard time agreeing on anything. And then this is what they fucking sort of agreed on? Like, was Yoko in the picture? Like, Yoko's yeah, playing I don't know. Gimli, like, I guess?
I wonder what phase of the Beatles are we talking about? Are we talking about like Yellow Submarine era?
Well, it had to have been after they started doing acid, because yeah. they would never have even talked about this in the yeah. fucking the Hard Day's Night world. Like that was
yeah.
would
never no, have 100%.
Been a topic, right? And they had to have been to a certain level of fame for even to have these ideas as a concept, because when you're just trying to make it, I mean, yeah, they did make those movies that they made, like the Hard Day's Night and whatever they're called. Like the I don't know the other ones.
But. Help.
Help, yeah, and you know the little things they did, but you have to get to a certain level of fame to come up with this kind of fucking bullshit,
and have people go, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea."
Too many yes men,
in your whether life. Whether they believe in it or not, you can't really say no. We were just four lads from the Shire, you know. First, asked Gandalf to join, then Gollum, then Sam.
Oh my God. Okay. So we're going to get into two right now that were supposed to be filmed here.
Okay.
Okay. And another one on this list, and that they talk about in a few different lists, is Tron 3.
Oh, interesting.
And so, I mean, I don't care. I mean, everybody knows Tron 3 is currently being prepped.
Yes.
In Vancouver. Despite the writer's strike, I'm guessing they're just going to
location scouting, and
they're just going to, well, there's people, full crews working on it, building sets.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're building it. So, I mean,
they're already paying for the studio space.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I'm guessing they're at Mammoth. Yeah. They're at Mammoth. So that's being made, and it's supposed, I've heard Jared Leto is supposed to be in it, which immediately makes me not want to watch it. But we'll see. I don't know if that's still true. Could be anybody at this point. Could be Timothy Swiss Chalamet.
It probably is.
Which would be better. Okay, so this one was also rumored to be shot in Vancouver, but never came to fruition. And it's, do you know a movie called Logan's Run?
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be a remake of Logan's Run.
Of course.
Directed by Bryan Singer. But it never came to fruition. Right? Believe it or not. But yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know, those younger crowd that listen to our podcast, there is this 1970s movie
yeah,
70s. Called Logan's Run, and it's really cool. I barely remember it. I saw it when I was a kid.
It's like a futuristic society where when you turn 30, you have to go to, what do they call it? Carousel?
Oh, yeah.
And they compete in essentially a Hunger Games type
right.
arena. And if you don't, you become what they call a runner, and right. the police come and hunt you down.
So Logan ran.
Yeah. And they have these like crystals in their palm of their hand that blink when they turn, when they turn 30. Do you remember that?
All practical. I barely remember it.
It's a weird movie, but
apparently. So, I mean, it could be done as I'm sure they might make it. Who knows? I mean, they're,
why not?
Maybe fucking, wouldn't that be weird if Chat GPT started putting out movie ideas that were remakes?
I mean, essentially that's how it works, is that it's just been fed 100 million scripts and it just Frankensteins them together in such a minute way that the average person wouldn't be able to tell.
Speaking of which, Frankenstein, there's another Frankenstein on this.
Is there?
I don't think it's interesting enough to talk about even. Okay, another one.
What's the other Vancouver one?
Oh, the other Vancouver one was, or is possibly still, Masters of the Universe 2.
Oh.
Right?
Wait, 2?
Remember there was the other one with Dolph Lundgren when we were kids?
There's
another Masters of the Universe movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember them talking about doing that here.
Yeah, we were supposed to work. We were possibly supposed to work on it at some point, right?
I thought that just went away.
Well, it hasn't been made, right?
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. Dolph Lundgren, he didn't want to return as, and I don't know, Laird Hamilton was supposed to, I guess this is like a early, Maybe they've been trying to get it redone for years. Because Laird Hamilton was supposed to be the lead. So that's fucking dating it already. And Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to be in it. So yeah, this is obviously supposed to be made a long time ago.
Oh, I see.
However, I have heard of it as being a rumor to be done in the last like 10 years.
Right.
Right? Masters of the Universe is coming. You'll hear those, you'll catch wind of those rumors.
Oh yeah, Masters of the Universe is coming to Vancouver.
There was this other one, there was this other rumor movie I remember. It was starring Chris Pratt and it was called Cowboy Ninja Samurai or something like that. It was awesome. Like, it was a real like concept, like action movie where he plays all three of those versions of a guy. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think it might even still be on IMDb in its existence. Okay. A quick one that I wanted to talk about is fucking 7-2. And when I say 7-2, I'm spelling out
the numbers.
I'm spelling out the word seven.
Yeah. Oh, seven as in the Brad movie. Pitt, yeah. Morgan Freeman seven. Detective film. Two as in the sequel.
How does that have a sequel?
Is it a numeral two or is it a Roman numeral?
It's a number two.
So, but then seven two. Isn't spelled with a V, it's with the seven, right?
Well, in this version, it yes.
So it's SE7EN2. That's my Wi-Fi password, by the way.
Morgan Freeman coming back for his role.
Okay.
And for some reason, now he has psychic powers.
Why?
And New Line wanted to make it because that movie Seven was a huge success.
Yeah, like it was a success because nobody had psychic powers.
Well, you know what I was reading about?
They were actual detectives.
I was reading about 7-2 because Seven is one of those movies. I was reading this article about how they always talk about box office numbers, but back then, the difference between the 90s and the 80s is they had to release the movie, which you heard about the numbers, right? You were like, okay, that's the number. Like,
yeah,
whatever, Back to the Future made $150 million and its theatrical release. It's time in the theaters. But you never heard the numbers on the DVDs or the tapes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that was a huge thing that Hollywood never really talked about because most of it was revolved around back-end deals and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And people who had a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
So they didn't really want to like talk about it. But I was reading this thing about how the movies that were so successful about them, and it's like interesting as to what the highest selling DVDs are because it's kind of things you wouldn't really realize. Like two of the highest selling things are the Dave Chappelle Show box set.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's like number one, I think, of like the highest selling DVD. And then Family Guy. Like
I was going to say Family Guy.
The first episode. But so Seven is in there, right? It's in like the top 40 or something, right? Because it had a huge theatrical, but also had a huge DVD sale.
I bet Shawshank Redemption is in that list too.
Probably is because it was better after the fact because it didn't do that well.
It didn't do well in the theater.
So now they even talk about, like I heard in the article too, they mentioned the fact that that's kind of the difference now between streaming because those little kind of smaller movies don't get made as well as they used to.
Right.
You know, like the art house movies because they don't have that bad. Like after it comes out in theater, oh, it's on DVD, I'll rent it, I'll buy it, whatever, right? Because people used to buy movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pay 25 bucks or 20 bucks 20 years ago, right? So it'd be like paying 40 bucks now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you would do the double disc set with a bunch of bullshit special features so that you can bump up the price.
Totally.
And people, I was a sucker for that. People ate it up so hard. The amount of money I spent on DVDs between the year 2000 and the year 2010 is ridiculous.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a girl over and watch said movie and then turn to her and go, did you know?
Probably. Probably with Liz.
When they filmed this.
It's interesting that you bring up this, like the residuals of DVDs, because this is what the writer strikes about. Yeah. And it was last time too.
Yeah.
It was about exactly what you were talking about, the back end of DVD and VHS sales and rentals. And now it's about streaming residuals.
Well, that's what Nashton told me. Nat Nashton gave me a little insight on that. She told me that the reason why that she gets residuals is because they went on strike in the 80s for right. residuals. So now they, right? So now that streaming's come out, and Netflix doesn't want to give up the information. They don't want to give up the analytic information, right? Because they don't want to say, oh, well, the script you wrote actually got this set amount of, they won't give that up.
No.
But yet they know everything.
They know exactly when you've stopped watching
exactly.
a movie. They know what time of day you watched something.
We could get into this. This should be a whole other episode.
Yeah, we could.
Okay, quickly, there is supposed to be a Simpsons movie too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I could see. I mean, that's not the wildest thing, but it never came to light. Okay, another sequel, Total Recall 2.
Oh, damn.
Now, this could work.
This would be like contemporary, like now. Or is this hot on the heels of the first one?
Well, does it say? I mean, I don't know. It's oh, Philip K. Dick. I mean, Paul Verhoeven was supposed to do it. It was a foot to be made throughout the 90s. And it went through a number of drafts and it continued and then just sort of fizzled out, I guess, right?
So would you think it would have been Schwarzenegger again?
Apparently they had artistic differences.
Oh.
And then he chose to do The Sixth Day instead.
Oh.
Ooh, bad choice.
Shot here.
Terrible movie. Okay. There was a version of The Green Lantern. Okay.
Before the Ryan Reynolds
one? Before the Ryan Reynolds one, that was supposed to star Jack Black.
Interesting.
Younger Jack Black.
We're talking like High Fidelity Jack Black?
I think it's before High Fidelity. Or maybe after. I don't know. It doesn't really tell you in these.
Sorry. That's just my first question is like, when?
When? How?
Who? Where?
Why?
Okay, lightning round.
Okay, lightning round. Peter Jackson's Halo, which would have been good.
Interesting. Based on the video game?
Based on the video game. There's a Halo series coming out.
Yeah.
But I feel like Peter Jackson could have fucking given this a real go.
Interesting. I wonder if he's a gamer.
I think that Neil Blomkamp was supposed to do Halo too.
Oh, interesting.
And I think I even heard, this could be wrong or could be right. I think I heard that they started to do it and then they pulled out and then they used some of the stuff that they had made already for District 9.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Alien 3, directed by David Fincher. Alien 3 on a wooden planet. That's open for discussion.
A wooden planet?
I don't know what that means.
Because
a sort of wooden Death Star planet. Floating through space. Okay. I mean, this stuff is all subjective because it's like, who knows if it was just talked about, if there was a script.
Yeah.
If they had a production office. Like, God only knows.
If you've ever been in a concept meeting, the ideas that float through as jumping points are, I mean, wooden planet would fit right in there.
What if the planet was wooden?
What if it was like a wood planet?
Jurassic World with human and dinosaur hybrids?
I mean, that couldn't be worse than
the last Jurassic World
Dominion with the insects.
Oh, my God. With Chris Pratt holding his hand up like that.
Like, you got Sam Neill and Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum back, and then you decided to make a movie about bugs.
Bugs.
Okay.
Oh, I just rewatched Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, you were saying.
Oh, my God.
I love that movie.
It's great, but you know what? It's really kind of crazy.
Like, it is.
Like, there's like a co-ed shower scene and stuff like this. Like, it's nuts. Okay, Stanley Kubrick's Napoleon could have been good.
Interesting.
David Cronenberg was offered to direct Return of the Jedi.
That blows my
mind. He turned it down.
That blows my mind.
Okay, another lightning round one. Batman versus Godzilla. See, now they're just kind of getting ridiculous.
Come on.
How does Batman verse Godzilla?
In what way? Well, because Batman doesn't have superpowers.
Like, with his wire fucking...
Yeah, with his batarang.
Yeah. he chases him down in the Batmobile and does like some like close combat techniques.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand this. The Cape Crusader, Godzilla. Why do they just prepare stuff up too? Like, where do these ideas come from? Battlestar Galactica, the movie, which should be made. That should be done.
Yeah, it should be done.
In a good way. Like, somebody should get attached to that and do it properly.
Because that show is deep in the hearts of a lot of sci-fi nerds.
Okay, absolutely. Bioshock, the movie.
I would love to see that made into a movie. And it's funny because I was thinking, you know, after the success of Last of Us, and Jack Black has gone on record.
There's going to be more video games movies.
Yeah, with Mario Brothers.
What did he want?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead.
Because that game has an incredible story.
It does. It does. Yes, it
and
does.
And even, what's the game that...
Days Gone.
Days Gone. Like that.
That could be a... That would be an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch to... I'm not really into Netflix right now. I'm going to pitch to A24 that Days Gone gets made into a movie. And I'm gonna suggest John Hillcoat does it. The same guy who did The Road.
Interesting, yeah.
I think he could.
I think that's great. Who would play the guy? The main guy.
I mean, fuck. That's a tough question.
He's got to be edgy. He's got to have a biker's edge, but yeah, kind of a handsome.
I don't want it to be Jason Momoa. I'll tell you who I don't want it to be.
Yeah, and he would.
He probably would be good.
Yeah, he would be, and they'd probably try and get Chris Pratt to do it.
No, I'm fuck, dude.
I know.
No, Chris Pratt couldn't do it. He couldn't be...
But they would want him to do it.
What's his name in the show? Fucking... Is it Logan?
Logan.
Or what's the guy's name in Days Gone? The character.
Yeah, it is Logan, I think.
Yeah, or something.
Or something like that.
I don't know. We'll circle back to that later on.
You can play Boozer.
I would be a great Boozer with one arm missing.
That's not a spoiler because it happens like right off the bat.
Yeah, Boozer gets fucked up. I think that's it.
Dude, this was enlightening.
Oh, True Lies 2 was another one.
Oh, shit.
But that's currently being made into a series, and our friend...
True Lies?
True Lies is a series, yeah. I think they're airing it, because it's done. It didn't get affected by the strike. They finished it.
So interesting.
It's out. Yeah. Okay, so during this writer's strike, since we're not working, we're going to do a few more apps.
We are going to do a few more apps. We'd love to hear from you because it's been a while.
Yeah,
you can email us at thepropscast@gmail.com, which I haven't checked in probably over a year.
Yeah. And do we want to talk about our other thing that we got on the go?
Not yet. Let's keep it secret.
Keep that under wraps.
But
okay.
This is a nice little teaser for it.
Yeah.
We got a little thing. Got
a little thing going on there.
Get that thing I sent you.
Dilbert.
Thanks to everyone for listening. And thanks to, of course, Uncle Dan for doing the music. And my sister Amanda for doing our graphics. And to all of you for listening.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. I hope everyone's doing well. For now, I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This has been the Propscast.
Bye. Bye.